Danny, a win after being 2 goals down, does that make it all the more satisfying?
Yeah, it does. Everyone, obviously, after going 2-0 down, everyone's more, it makes it a bit more dramatic and everyone's ecstatic after the game. It's a great win for us, a great character shown again from the lads. We like doing it the hard way at the minute, don't we? We like coming a goal down to come alive in games, and there's two today. But a great win. Hopefully, from now on to the season, we might be able to go a goal up and sort of cruise the game and be comfortable. But if we're going to win every week, then it doesn't matter how we do it. Great, just great from the lads to show character like that, to come from a goal behind. You need that in a, to be challenging in leagues and to be up there, and we've shown it again today, and hopefully we've got plenty more to come.
Let's get the difficult question out of the way first. Can you put your finger on why it is that you consistently have to come from, well, tonight 2 goals down, but often a goal down?
We've been making slow starts. We don't know at the minute why that is. If we knew that, then of course I suppose we'd stop doing it. But I think the slope and the wind was both against us the first half. I think that did play a big part. I think in the second half, obviously, it was with us and we showed a domination of and imposed ourselves on the game. So I think it played a big part in the game. But still, to go 2-0, to give two sloppy goals is disappointing. Two goals that if you don't give those, then it's 0-0 and you think, well, we've actually not done too bad. I feel we caused them problems in the first half without playing at our best. I still think we had chances and caused a few mishaps in their defence. So, but it's obvious we weren't happy with our first half performance, and we come out second half and showed our determination and desire to win games, and it's shone through in the end, and it's a great win for the boys. And then we can take it into Tuesday's game.
Second half was very much one-way traffic, wasn't it? But the winning goal didn't come until pretty late on.
Yeah. as to the drama of it all, and obviously the fans go home happy, which is the main thing. But no, you just got to keep plugging away, and I think that's a testament to our fitness, I think, a little bit. And we've worked hard in all of pre-season and up in the start of the season. In games, we've looked dominant in the final stages of matches, and I think that's a little sign of our fitness is up there with the best in the league, and we can dominate teams like this who come to our stadium, and we'll be playing right to the final whistle, and like I say, we've got the win today, but I think we deserved it. It's whether we went 2-0 down, I think we've done enough to get the win. So whether it came in the last minute or early in the second half, we've done enough to win the game. And we've had other chances as well, so even though 3-2 come from 2-0 down, I feel at the end there it was a great game to be in part of, and like I say, hopefully we'll get a cruise at a little 2-3-0 and just cruise it next in the next game, but a win's a win, and yeah, the boys are ecstatic.
You've obviously got another goal. Did you feel under any more pressure than usual taking a penalty with a goal deficit?
No, a lot of people said that. Oh, you wouldn't take a penalty like that if you were like 1-0 down or it was to win the game. So just put a few people back in their place. But everyone's saying they were a bit nervous. I think they're more nervous than what I was. But obviously penalties are is a big part of the moment in the match. And I was confident that I was going to tuck it away, and fortunately it went in.
So you played 9 games, 3 goals, heading, you know, on average to a 15-goal a season. Pleased with that?
Yeah, I think I've got more in me. I've definitely had chances in games up till now to score goals. I'm aware that two of those are penalties, so whether I need to score a few more from open play, which I know I can do, and I've had chances to do that, so it's just a case of sticking a few more chances in, and when things like that, when they start to go in, then we are really going to be flying, and I'm excited to see where we end up this season, and the goals that me and Morgs and some of the other lads can come up with. And now days like today make you excited for where we can go this year.
So coming up towards 10 games, and people say don't really look at the table until 10 games, but now we are, you know, one game away from 10 games.
Yeah.
How would you assess the start?
Good, I feel. Obviously, there's one game left Tuesday night. We're looking to get another win and another 3 points, which really puts us up there. And if we win that, then it's been a great 10 games, I say. We lost just the one, which we feel we didn't deserve to. We still did, obviously. So we need to know why we lost it and what happened. But we rectified that. Well, I say rectified it. We've managed to do enough to win today's game. Whether we rectified the mistakes, I'm not sure. But we've definitely done enough in the first 10 games to show myself and I think the rest of the lads that we're going to be up there this year. But we know it's 10 games in, there's a long way in the season to go, and a lot of tremendous performances that need to come from us to continue to be up there. But I feel that this group of lads have got a togetherness and a desire about them to achieve that. And like I say, we'll see where that takes us.
Just taking you back to last week, you said you lost, but actually you lost in the last minute last week. You won late on, and actually the net effect is you're a point better off than if you'd had two draws. So do you think fans are going to have to accept the fact that in trying to win games, which I know, you know, you and the manager, you'll want to be doing that, you might just occasionally lose the odd game, and that's kind of just football, really?
Yeah, obviously you can be unlucky and lose games. That's why everyone loves football, and you can be unlucky and win, or you can be lucky and win games that you don't deserve. There's an unknown sort of factor in football, is why it makes it so exciting. But if you're dominating games as more than you're not, then it evens itself out over the course of a season. So even though last week we lost late on, today we've scored late on, and I think the performance is the main thing for us, and we can keep putting in performances. If we can do that for 90 minutes instead of one half, then I feel we're gonna win more than we lose, put it that way, and turn more draws are going to be turned into wins and not lose so many than go the other way.